This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare in you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is defined, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried, he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 10:8, the word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth is a word of faith, which I have preached. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And in Luke chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days, returned in the power of the gospel, and went into Nazareth, and was given a book, as his custom to read, turned to Isaiah, verse 18, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, preach the gospel to the poor, preach deliverance to the captives, heal the brokenhearted, open the eyes of the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the gospel. Now we're going to read the Bill of Rights, and it's the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America. So if you'll follow along, the Bill of Rights is a preamble, the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Congress of the United States began and held at the city of New York on Wednesday, the 4th of March, 1789. The conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent a misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. You should remember what the founding fathers wanted, and that's what God wanted and wants. And as extending the ground of public confidence into government will best ensure the beneficent ends, of its institution. Resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, 2/3 of both houses concurring that the following articles be proposed to the legislatures of the several states as amendments to the Constitution of the United States, all or any of which articles, when ratified by 3/4 of the said legislatures, to be valid to all intents and purposes as part of the said Constitution. Business. Articles in addition to an amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America proposed by Congress and ratified by the legislatures of the several states pursuant to the 5th article of the original Constitution. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warriors shall issue warrants. Thank you. Warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath of affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, or shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. I want to mention something that does not say by your peers, by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no matter tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of the certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's the reading of the Bill of Rights. Now, would you join Water of Life Boys along with pre-recorded worship, praise at 07, led by Terry Mai and his wife, Kathy. Terry's in heaven, but we got 9 horses joining him. Water of Life Boys.
Make a joyful noise and feel the joy of the air. Make a loud noise, rejoice and sing praise. I will make a joyful noise and feel the joy of the air. Make a loud noise, rejoice and sing praise. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful and give him and bless his name. Make a joyful noise and feel the joy.
Thank you.
I will praise you, Lord, my God.
Oh,
Stay.
bless you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.